Good day, everyone. Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's call is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the call over to Elijah Robertson. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Peter. Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Partner Gateway Sample Transmission. If you have not yet joined the e-meeting, please do so now. Today's webcast will include a PowerPoint presentation. Once you're in the e-meeting, you will see the presentation. We recommend that you view the presentation in full screen mode. Do this, go to view in the toolbar at the top of your screen, and select make shared area full screen. If you're unable to access the e-meeting at this time, you can access the presentation by going to any IBM.com site and typing the tech doc number 701-0404 in the search box found at the very top right of the page. Once again, the number is 701-0404. This call has been recorded, so you can replay it at your convenience. Early next week, the MP3 file along with the presentation will be available on the previous webcast tab of the WebSphere Technical Exchange site. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. After the presentation, I will ask you to respond to a few quick polling questions. At the end of today's session, the lines will open for questions and answer periods. Today's presenter is Max Serpolidis. Max joined the WPZ L2 team 4 years ago. He works closely with customers and developers to drive WPZ products to succeed in the marketplace. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Max.
Yes, thank you, Elijah. Hello, everybody, and good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you're physically located while listening to this presentation. The subject I'm going to present today concerns WPG sample transmission scenarios. I started this task on my own test machine to help customers and to have myself, of course, to reproduce problems and recreate particular situations with specific participants, B2B definitions, connections, transport types for receivers and destination and so on. So at one point I started collecting these scenarios, especially the ones that have a common denominator with the basic WPG installation. Because they could be reused at a later time when the need for a similar situation would reoccur. In fact, using the migration tool, they could be packaged, stored, and subsequently loaded in any machine. And they can provide an instant configuration and ready-to-run environment for the chosen setup. Once the package has been loaded, the user can use it as is if the configuration resolves his or her needs, or it can be modified to better suit the specific needs, or it can be used as a base to move on to more complex configurations. Or again, it can be wiped out completely and make room for perhaps upload a new package. Essentially, the spirit of this presentation can be seen in the short term as a means to provide the WPG user base with a set of easily installable, ready-to-use configurations. Whereas in the medium long term, it can be seen as a message to the WPG community, to the B2B community, development, test, support, services, as well as users in general, to build and keep adding packages to this first set. So we can have a large library of scenarios that can be easily uploaded, used, and modified to fit any specific need. Let's move on to slide number two, which summarizes the presentation objectives. That is to provide the WPG users with an easy reference guide to configure partners to exchange transaction documents, also to show the configuration steps necessary to run a specific transaction, and to make that as clear as possible, I referenced actual screenshots so we can have the real situation as it appears in the WPG console. And finally, I have packaged some of the most commonly used configuration in a zip file and made it available through our website as a downloadable package. Let's move on to slide number 3, which shows the agenda, the table contents, basically. I don't think there is much more to add here, so let's move on to slide number 4. Slide number 4 shows the WPG console screen user profile as it appears to the user when logging on to the console for the first time. You can see in there the hard-coded operator profile, but there are no hints as to how to proceed to run a sample scenario. Now, the various WPG documentation shipped with the product provide the steps to set up the user profiles and then configure the product for the desired transaction exchange. Nevertheless, it would help to have some ready-to-use sample that the user can upload and run. Let's move on to slide number 5. Here there is a list of packages and protocols delivered out of the box with WPG. The user can, of course, add the RosettaNet pips, which are also shipped with the product in a separate folder, or they can add their own custom packages to these and use pretty much anything, basically. In this slide, I colored in yellow and blue, respectively, the packages and the protocols I have included in my sample library. That is the AS and NAN packages. And then for the protocols, I added the binary, one of the EDI protocols. In this case, it was the EDI X12, which is most used in North America. But it can be, any ADI, basically, and a custom XML sample. Okay, let's move on to slide number 6. Slide 6 shows the directory listing of the contents of the sample transmission I have included in my package. As you can see from the slide, each section in the library is structured the same way. There is a main folder for the specific package or cross packages, depending on the scenario that the user wants to accomplish. For example, in this example, you can see the NAN AS or NAN to AS packages, just to mention cross package. Then the main folder includes other subfolders which contain the input file to be submitted for the specific transaction and the direction flow. For example, where necessary, there will be one input file to be used for the inbound and one input file to be used for the outbound transmission. Another folder will have the files containing the specific configuration that needs to be imported in the user WPG machine. Then there is a folder containing the scripts to run the sample scenarios, which might need to be modified to suit the user installation paths. The installation, of course, can change paths. The user is asked at the installation time where the product is to be installed. So depending on what the user chose, those scripts would need to be modified. And of course, there is a folder containing a README file detailing what that specific scenario is for, what is being configured, and how to run it. Now, in my opinion, I have structured my library specifically to reach this result. It is very important to keep the same layout for each package, because the advantage of having a repetitive structure is that when you learn how one works, you learn pretty much the basics of them all. You then know upfront what to expect to find in each folder, and how the various components of the package work. Okay, let's move on to slide number 7. In slide 7, I have basically spelled out the sample scenario included in my library. There is a first set that includes three samples with no packaging and using the same protocols and document flows for both source and target. That is, as you can see in the slide, binary to binary, EDIX12 to EDIX12. And custom XML to custom XML. Then there is also a second set that includes three samples using the same protocols and document flows with no package for the inbound and package outbound with the applicability statement, or better known as the AS package. Okay, let's move on to slide number 8. This slide and also the next three slides after this will show in detail the elements in the sample library folders. Here we're starting with the input files. You can see an example of the files used for each of the three protocols. The input file used for binary transmissions, which can be a simple flat file, any file basically. The input file being used for an EDI transmission, and again, in this case, there's a sample of EDI X12, but again, can be any EDI type. And then there is a sample of the input file for the XML used for a custom XML transmission. This is pretty much it for slide number 8. Let's move on to slide number 9.
Before going to the next chart, if you cannot join the e-meeting, you can still access the presentation by going to IBM.com and typing 701-0404 in the search box at the very top of the page. Thank you. I will turn the presentation back to Matt.
Thank you, Elijah. So in We're now in slide number 9. And here it's shown that the README file, which is a Word document including a flow diagram that ideally includes a picture detailing the inbound processing and the outbound flow of that particular scenario. The configuration of the various elements in WPG, such as the partner profiles, the B2B definitions, the destination and the receiver types, interaction setup, the connections that need to be activated, and so on, basically all the artifacts that are needed for a transmission to occur. The README file then needs also to have the instruction for the user to upload the configuration into their own system. Other instructions are needed to run the specific scenario. Then we need to specify how the user can verify the results of the scenario once it has been run. That can be done using the tools that the WPG makes available, like the viewers, and verify that the document is physically received in the partner's destination folder. So just by going in that folder and opening the file, seeing the file, and then basically opening it and browsing the file that has been received. Let's move on to slide number 10. Slide number 10 it mentions the so-called migration file, which is basically a zip file that bundles together all the configuration artifacts that need to be loaded to set up WPG for the specific transmission flow for the specific package that has been chosen of the library. Okay, let's move on to slide number 11. Okay.
The slides will turn very shortly. We're just experiencing some difficulties with the e-meeting.
Okay.
You can continue with the presentation. We'll be up in just a matter of seconds.
Okay. Thank you. Slide number 11 illustrates the last item that is found in the sample library. The folder containing the scripts that help the user to, one, import the sample scenario configuration into the WPG system, and two, run the scenario submitting the input file to the receiver component. Okay. Let's move on to slide number 12. Well, slide number 12 is just a pause slide before diving into the second part of this presentation. So we can just go on and jump on slide number 13. Just waiting a little bit for the slide to appear. I don't know if I should keep going or waiting for the slides.
I would suggest you just keep going. It's going to turn very shortly. It's just that the e-meeting is a little frozen because of the internet problems
It's
having. So it should change shortly.
Okay. So I just keep going without waiting for the slides to appear on the screen.
Yeah, they'll be coming up very shortly.
Okay. Okay. So this is in reference of slide number 13. Which drills further down what the flow diagram should have. And what it should have is, one, the input file specifying what type it is, two, how that file is submitted to the WPG receiver component, and how the receiver is configured. For example, the transport type and the handlers that are being used. Then next, the diagram should also show the input document, how the input document is passed to the doc manager component, and what operations are performed in there, like the packaging and unpackaging process, the actions and the maps being used, and the connections activated. And of course, the diagram needs to show what kind of output file is to be expected, and where that is going to be, where that is going to be found, in which destination, in which partner's destination location that can be found. All these various artifact configuration mentioned here and in the previous slides are then shown in details in the following several slides. So I guess we can keep going and move on to slide number 14. In slide 14, for example, there is the screenshot of the file directory receiver, showing the configuration details, such as the transport and the handler being used. Here we see that we have a specific handler, the file name partner ID handler, that is being configured as a pre-process, and we're using a file directory receiver. Okay, let's move on to slide number 15. And in this case, we have the internal partner configuration, showing the screenshots of in the first part, in the upper left part, the profile definition of the community manager in this case. Then in the top right section, there is the B2B capabilities that are activated for both the target and the source flows. And then in the right side at the bottom, there is the file directory destination defined for the community manager, which in this case is again a file directory transport type. So let's go on to slide number 16. And here for the, we have the SIM configuration we saw, SIM configuration details we have seen in the previous slide for the internal partner. Here is reported for the external partner. So basically you can see that the same profile definitions, and then the B2B capabilities with the activation of the target and source capabilities. And then again there is the definition of the destination, which again is a file directory destination. Let's go on to slide 17. Oh, it seems that we caught up with the system. So slide 17 shows the connections activated for both flows, the inbound and outbound WPG. In the screenshot is reported packages, protocols, document definitions for both the source and the target, and as well as the destination gateways being used. And we can see that we have two situations, two channels, two connections, one with the source being the connection, the community manager, and one with the source being the partner, the external partner. Okay, let's move on to slide number 18. In here, there's a screenshot that shows both the input files for inbound and outbound flows. In here, these files are being dropped into the folder of the file directory receiver. So they will be basically processed from this directory. They will be disappearing and being processed by the receiver and then passed on to the doc manager. Let's move on to slide number 19. Slide number 19 shows a console screenshot of both inbound and outbound transactions. As you can as they can be seen in the document viewer. In the transaction package protocol and document flow being used in here are highlighted in yellow. In the example, we have a binary document that is coming without packaging, and it is going out packaged with AS, with the applicability statement. Okay, let's move on to slide number 20. Slide number 20 shows the actual files in the partner's destination folder, so one in the internal partner destination and one in the external partner destination. Those were for the two connection that we saw earlier, where one had the community manager as a source and the other one had the external partner as a source. Okay, let's move on to slide number 21. Slide 21 shows a file package of AS2, and there is basically the different colors in the slide. There is a dark yellow and a lighter yellow. I don't know if it comes across very well, but there is a separation, also a white line, so you can see the two sections, basically, which highlight the document header on the top, which is the AS header, and then the body at the bottom. Okay, now let's go to slide number 22. Slide number, this slide shows the slide 22 shows the prerequisites necessary to run the sample scenarios package. Of course, you have to have WPG 6.1 because it provides the migration tool feature that the previous releases don't have. So 6.1, WPG 6.1 is a must. Then the migration tool itself needs to be installed and configured. Then the third bullet is a warning. I think I mentioned that previously, but it is good to reiterate that if the migration tool and the sample scenarios packages are installed in by the user that downloads them in a folder that is different than the one specified in the script that are shipped with the package, then of course the user needs to modify those scripts to reflect the actual paths in his local installation. Okay. Let's go on to slide number 23. Slide number 23 lists some of the actions I'd like to see happening in the future to continue what has been started with this current package, which is basically looking for a collective effort to continue adding samples to this current library. Then extend the samples to include a vast variety of scenarios, so we can have a rich portfolio of various scenarios packaged in the libraries that can be used basically, as a bookshelf to get the packaging that you need and then use it and keep it or you can put it back and throw it away. And then the ultimate goal is, of course, making this library as complete and easy to use as possible for the benefit of our customers. Next slide. Next slide is the question and answer, basically, which ends the presentation and opens the line for the QA.
Before we get to the question and answer period, thank you, Max, for a great presentation.
Our question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. If you have a speakerphone, make sure that's turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, star 1 for questions at this time. We have no questions in our queue at this time. One final reminder, star 1 for questions or comments. We have no telephone questions today. I'll turn the conference back over to our presenters for any closing or final remarks.
At this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. I hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the Webster Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on the site in the next 2 days or 2. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Max, for presenting today.
Sure, thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's presentation. Thank you very much for dialing in. You may now disconnect your lines. Have a nice day.